Want to say a quick hello to all the new listeners on the Cross Politic Network. Excited to be joining the network. Have been enjoying the content from the other shows on the network. Hope that Westminster Confession of Funk is a good addition. It is great to be here. Episode of the Westminster Confession of Funk, a podcast about storytelling, fatherhood, music, poetry, food, literature, the creative process, theology, and the perils of trying to live the good life. I am Jason Farley, author, teacher, pastor, and publisher at Jovial Press. And today I want to talk to you about something that I've been learning as I've been working on my new novel, working on a series of novels called Leprechaun Wars. It's a comedy fantasy series. And I've been studying storytelling, and there's something that I keep coming across that has made me think a lot about the way God deals with us as he tells our story, tells the story of each of our lives. Now, there's a sense in which none of us is the main character of this particular story. This is a story that God the Father is telling about his son Jesus, and we're all extras in that story. But there's another sense in which each of our stories, we are a character, the central character in each of our stories, and we're trying to figure out how to navigate this particular plot line. Now, when a good author tells a story, one of the things that I've been learning as I've read and listened to different writers, storytellers, novelists talk, is that a good author, when they tell a story, are trying to get the best out of their characters. They're trying to order the events in such a way that they get the best out of their characters. And oftentimes, regularly, this means giving them difficult situations to overcome, hardships to endure. But that's what makes a character arc beautiful. And a good character has a flaw, has a wound, has something that they have to overcome. And the author throws situations at them that force them to change, force them to become, in a comedy, force them to become the best version of themselves that they can become in that situation. And it's got me thinking about the way God has dealt with me and my family in my life, and how often he throws really difficult situations at us, and it changes us. We become a better family. We become different people, more like who God made us to be because of these difficult situations. Sometimes we fail the situation and we don't nail the execution on the plot point, and it doesn't work out well for us. But even then, God can use those things in order to continue transforming us into the image of Christ. I once had a night job making gaskets at a gasket factory, and had this little teeny tiny Toyota, little white hatchback Toyota that I drove to work every day. And I had bought a new little teeny tiny CD player from Walmart for my station at the gasket factory. I was going to keep the world from leaking, but I was going to do it being able to play music and listen to the radio. But I bought it at Walmart, and I got it and I opened it up, and it didn't work. It was broken. And so I put it back in the box, took it home, and was going to and put it in the back seat of the car. I was going to return it the next day so that when I went to my night shift the next night, I had traded it in for one that worked. Well, that night, or that early in that morning after I went in and went to bed, somebody had walked by and pulled the for sale sign out of our neighbor's front yard and thrown it through the window of my little Toyota hatchback in order to steal the broken radio. Even if the radio was working, the window was worth five times what the radio was worth. But it got stolen, it got taken. I have had things stolen before, and it's hard. So I went out to go to work and saw that my car was broken into, that the radio was gone, and I was frustrated, said all kinds of words I shouldn't have said, went inside, stomped around the house a little bit, complained and whined, and did not deal with the plot point well, forgetting the overarching story was that God was working all things together for my good, and I didn't deal with it well. And partly because we were really, really poor at this point, couldn't afford to fix the window. It was a difficult time anyway. I was working and going to school, and I thought, I don't have time for this. I don't have the money for this. But I do have to go to work. So I get in the car, drive off to work. Now, shortly thereafter, though, it's getting towards the end of the month, running low on funds. And I know I have to go to work, but I know I'm also almost out of gas. And so I drive to work thinking, please, Lord, let me make it. And I'm working the night shift. So I make it to work, but I get off at 2 in the morning and get in my car, start to drive home. It starts to snow and run out of gas as I'm going past a freeway exit. So I coast off the freeway and then jump out, and I'm trying to push my car down Sprague Avenue, trying to get to a gas station. There's a gas station half mile up, and thankfully it's a little Toyota, so I've just got the front door open and I'm holding the steering wheel pushing, and all of a sudden I see a police officer pull off in front of me, and he jumps out and helps me push the car the rest of the way to the gas station, and I hunt around in the car, find about 86 cents worth of change, and go in and get my 86 cents of gasoline. And the police officer looks down at my tabs and sees they're expired, and he says, I'm not going to give you a ticket for that. I can't kick a man while he's down. I said, thank you very much, officer, and drive home that night. Well, next day I have to drive to work again and drive and say, okay, please, Lord, help me get to work. And so I make it to work and then get in the car to drive home, run out of gas again. This time it's at the Maple Street exit, and I push my car into a parking lot of a gas station, but this gas station is closed for the night, and so I can't go in, even though I don't have any money anyway. I can't go in and get any gas. And I start hunting around for change and start trying so I can call my wife, and I call her eventually, get her to wake up. She comes and picks me up, and the next day go down with about the 36 cents that I can muster to get enough gas to get it back up to our house, which is about 8 blocks away. Get it back, park it out there. And it's just a couple of days till payday, and so I drive my wife's car to work for the next couple of days. And then the car gets stolen. I go out to hop in the car and head to work once I get paid. Like, I'm going to go fill it up with gas, and I'm going to go to work, and the car is gone. Somebody has stolen it. So I call the police and get a... And while I'm waiting, my wife and I have a pretty good laugh about it. How come somebody would possibly steal that car? It's the worst car on the block. It's probably the worst car within 10 miles, and somebody steals it. I can't believe somebody would steal it. It's just not even worth the effort. Well, the police come, we make our report, and end up, they're taking the report, she calls it in, says this is the car that has been stolen. They enter it all in, and she gets a call back from the station, and they say, oh yeah, the car has been found. Somebody made it 4 blocks and ran out of gas, and they left the car on the side of the or in the middle of the road, dead, out of gas, and just ran for it. And so the car had been impounded, and there was more drama trying to get it back from the impound lot. But the difference between my radio getting stolen and The car getting stolen had only been a couple of weeks, but after I had reacted so poorly to the radio getting stolen, I had asked God to forgive me, asked my family to forgive me, prayed that God would change me and help me to deal better with things and not be so attached to stuff and not be so self-centered. And my wife and I had a good chuckle about the car being stolen, and I thought, oh my goodness, Lord, you answered my prayer. And I wouldn't have known that if my car hadn't been stolen too. The Lord was telling a good story, but the point of these things was he's trying to bring out of me who it is that I'm intended to be. He's transforming and changing me through these difficult situations to overcome. And so many of our hardships come because God knows who he wants to turn us into. He knows who we're intended to be. Harry Potter doesn't keep running into Voldemort because J.K. Rowling hates him, but it's because she has a goal in mind for him. Who is he going to be? He has these possibilities of who he's going to be, and so she keeps throwing Lord Voldemort at him so that he can become the person that she knows he can be. And that really is why Jesus died on the cross for us, so that we could be transformed back into who we were intended to be, right? So we could be returned to God's presence, returned to the garden, returned to our own humanity. And the hardships in our life along the way, the difficult situations to overcome, are making a character arc in our life that is beautiful. Right? The flaws and the wounds that we have to deal with are there so that God can create a beautiful arc that glorifies Christ in our life, and also that transforms us into the character that we are intended to be for the story. So that's something that I'm trying to remember, that I have been trying to tell myself, especially recently since I've been working on this novel, learning these things about writing, and something that I hope next time I hit another one of those hardships, because that's the one thing we're guaranteed in life: death, taxes, and hardships. If we can keep this in mind, it doesn't make the hardships less difficult, but it does make them easier to endure. Hardships are called hardships because they're hard. But if we can endure them with faith, it makes them easier to endure and hopefully makes them more transformative in our lives. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Westminster Confession of Funk. So excited to be on the Cross Politic Network. And you can find a link to my blog, a link to an Amazon page where you can pick up my books in the show notes. Have a great day.